Welcome to the Anderson Business Advisors Podcast, the nationally recognized preferred provider for asset protection and tax planning in the nation. This show is for real estate investors looking to protect their assets, save on taxes, and build their wealth with Clint Coons. Clint is an attorney, author, avid real estate investor, and featured instructor at Anderson's tax and asset protection events held throughout the country. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. Hi, it's Clint Coons here with Anderson Business Advisors, and we have another podcast coming to you. And today we're going to be talking about insurance. You know, there's a lot of questions that come up whenever I'm teaching an event from individual real estate and investors about how do I insure my property when I'm going to be using a limited liability company? What is the best type of insurance I should be obtaining? And I understand that it's a big question for all of us. We want to make sure that we're not buying a policy we don't need, or the policy we are getting is definitely going to be protecting us. My partner, Michael Bowman, as you know, he's an attorney. He used to work in the insurance industry, and he always tells the story about how he went to an annual meeting one time years ago in Phoenix, and everyone was talking about the insurance industry, how they were charging the most and providing the least amount of coverage. Well, that's not what we want. If we have real estate, if something bad happens to us, we have our entities to protect us. But, you know, the way I teach it is that we want the creditor, the plaintiff, to go for the policy, and that policy is what's going to protect us. And the LLCs is the backstop, that if they go beyond the policy limits, then they can't come and take your assets. So what I've done today is I brought on a very special guest. I met this individual at a multifamily commercial event, and I listened to him talk for about 30 minutes on the importance of insurance, and it just really opened up my eyes. And I thought, you know, I have to get this person on our podcast because he can definitely provide you a wealth of information when it comes to insurance planning, especially for your multifamily and commercial policies. So with that, I'm going to introduce you to Drew McConaughey from McConaughey Stradley. Drew, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, thank you for taking the time. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. So if we could just jump right in, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about, you know, what you do and how you got started.
Yeah, thank you very much. So yeah, my name is Drew McConaughey. I insure real estate investors, mostly on the commercial side. So I have more of a focus in apartment buildings, but certainly have lots of people who have schedules of single family rentals as well. And how did I get started in this? I enjoy teaching real estate investors about the products they're buying. I don't just want you to send me a check and I send you a policy and that's it. I want my investors to see what they're buying. So I just happened to come across a guy who runs a mastermind event, and I did some work for him, and he was like, man, I haven't ever seen anything like this. And now I'm understanding this $100,000 that I spend every year. I understand why I'm spending it. So he was very kind and spread my gospel. And that has got me relatively involved in the industry nationwide. So it was organic growth through kind of practicing what I preach is how I got into this space. And I'm excited to keep growing in the space, Clint.
Well, you know, I mean, you just mentioned something right there. When people are looking at investing in real estate, I mean, insurance is not one of those things that comes to mind right away. I mean, we know we have to have it, but it's like going to the doctor, right? You know, you got to go to the doctor once a year, but you really don't want to. It's not high on your priority list unless there's a problem. And that's when you really want to find out about your policy. And so I tell you, you never want to wait to go to the doctor until you have that lump that's under your arm. It's been growing there for 3 years. You're like, oh, now I need to look at it. Yeah. So the insurance.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah. So you need to be proactive and so get the right policy in place. So now tell me this, what are some of the, you know, the biggest mistakes you would see then when it comes to insuring property that real estate investors are making today?
I typically, when I take on a new customer or a prospect at that point, I say, let me see what you have. What do you have in force right now? And generally what I'm seeing are these very stripped out policies that are being sold by people who aren't experts in the space. They're going to a State Farm guy or, you know, their uncle sells them their auto insurance. So they decide they're going to buy a building and they're going to have this guy who does personal insurance create this policy for them. And they just aren't industry experts. And you can tell that. I can tell that within 10 seconds of looking at a policy that they're missing ordinance and law coverage, or they're missing business interruption coverage, or there's no water backup coverage. Very common claims that these real estate investors are going to face. And I promise you, each real estate investor, if they stay in it for 10 years, is going to face one of those three claims. And most of the time, it's not covered or it's covered very poorly. by poorly written coverage, and they're going to be on the hook, unfortunately, to eat a lot of that loss in the event that they come across it. So do I see one issue, one specific coverage? No. I see kind of a plague in the industry where these people who are jumping into buildings are, like you're saying, being reactive to it and saying, I just need a policy. Give me a policy and make it as cheap as possible. And I would much rather sell you something that's 10% more expensive than that cheap policy, but provides 10 times the coverage. So again, that kind of comes into my whole philosophy that I need to teach my customers what they're purchasing so they understand the intrinsic value of these policies, instead of just saying, this is a nuisance payment that I need to pay just like paying my utility bill. Does that make some sense?
No, it makes total sense because it fits in line with what we teach at Anderson. You know, we're talking about in the multifamily space, how you set up your LLC and the elections you make and creating it. If you go to someone who's not experienced in working with multifamily investors, they'll set you up something and great, it'll work. And then when you really need it to do something for you, you're going to find out you can't sell your property because he checked the wrong box on the tax election. You can't get financing for it. And this goes right to what you're saying is that if you're getting a commercial policy, right, you're going to go to the expert. You're not going to go to the guy that's writing policies for your single family rentals, your cars, your personal residence. You want someone who understands what your needs are. And they put that policy together.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. All right. So with that in mind, then, so what are some of the, you know, the must haves? Because when it comes to policies, I've heard, you know, you've got DP 1, 2, 3 policies, and then you have endorsements you can throw onto your policies. So when you approach it, is there like one overarching policy that people should be looking at, or do they buy one policy with a bunch of endorsements?
Yeah, so my opinion of the policy you should buy, it's called a commercial package policy now. And what we can do if you're in an area where you can get a commercial package policy, now that's going to exclude some of the tough states. You know, if you are in a heavy wind and hail zone, you may not be able to procure that. So if you're coastal, that can be tough to get. But generally speaking, you know, if you are in the what people refer to as the flyover states, they're relatively easy policies to obtain. It's going to have, each coverage is going to be lumped into one policy. So you're going to have property coverage, which is going to ensure your buildings, the contents of those buildings, and loss of rents. If, let's say, you have a fire in 10 of your 25 units, we're going to have a coverage in there that's going to pay you that full rent so that you can continue to meet your lender requirements or keep the building functional for the other 15 people while there's a downage. Also, it's going to have a general liability policy that's associated with it. So general liability, most common claim there is a slip, trip, and fall. Somebody comes onto your property, they slip, they sue you for that. They slip, they're hurt, they sue you. So it's going to have coverage for that. And then I would also suggest that on top of that, so that's your commercial packages, those two coverages. On top of that, I generally tell people to buy an umbrella policy. An umbrella policy is going to sit over your liability, and it's just going to stack limits. So if you buy $1 million per occurrence general liability policy, we'll buy another million or up to 20 million for some of my customers who have a broad real estate holdings where they need that protection. They have a lot to lose, so they buy now they have $21 million to pay off a claim. Obviously, the odds of that happening are very low, but it's a very inexpensive coverage. So I strongly suggest that my customers really pay attention to umbrellas, because a slip, trip, and fall can run through $1 million very quickly. I happen to be in Cleveland, Ohio. If you're here in the winter and you're walking up, you have somebody or a family walking up a set of stairs to get into your building and they slip on the stairs and fall and become disabled, that you're going to burn through that $1 million very quickly in the settlement. So I would certainly tell your listeners to focus on umbrellas and not forget that, because it's, when I sell them, it's about $400 per $1 million of additional coverage. So it's a tremendously value-based policy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Any other things? So I heard you talk about pollution too.
Yeah. So pollution coverage, I must do a terrible job of explaining pollution coverage because nobody ever wants to buy it. it is typically, it's always excluded under these commercial package policies. You might have a $25,000 sublimit to pay for some pollution coverage. But if you are in an old building or if your building has an increased exposure to moisture, that building could very, very easily have a mold problem. Mold is excluded under pretty much every policy that any of your listeners are going to run into. In these pollution coverages, this pollution policy would pick up coverage for that. It's a little bit more expensive than your package policy rates. But again, if you have lead paint to abate, if you have asbestos to abate, these are all things that would get picked up under this pollution coverage, and it's not tremendously expensive, but the remediation of these issues within your building can be business altering, especially for these investors that don't have the deep pockets and don't have the reserve banks set up. So it's certainly something to think about. So thank you for bringing that up. And then the last coverage that I would tell your listeners to pay attention to is called D&O coverage. That's directors and officers coverage. In my opinion, the only people who need this are the people who are accepting money from outside investors. So if you are accepting money from a third party and they sue you, you don't have any coverage under any other policy other than this D&O coverage. So if you get to the point where you're creating a fund or you're taking money from family and friends, I would certainly tell you to explore. It's called D&O, directors and officers coverage, because that is going to be the way where if they sue you for any sort of issue, right? You tell them you're going to give them 10% return, you give them 2%, or you lose their money. They can sue you. This policy is not only going to pay for the settlement that would come from those claims, but it's also going to pay the defense costs. So as they sue you, you're going to hire an attorney, and this attorney is going to be paid for by this D&O policy at no additional cost.
Well, I agree with you 100%. That is so important. I have a lot of clients that like to joint venture, bring other people in on their deals.
Sure.
And you know, you tell someone something, but you don't know what they hear. And that's all I've learned that in 20 years is public speaking. You get done with an event and they'll come up to you and say, so you said to do this. And I was like, were you in the same room? I never said that. But it's just how we hear things. Yeah. So you know what this
absolutely
coverage here. One of the things I heard you talk about was remediating. But how about if somebody comes up and they said, well, my young child is invested mold spores and their tender young body is now racked by disease as a result of this. Do you cover defense costs and settlements on something like that if you have pollution coverage?
Correct, right? So they're obviously going to bring a suit against the landlord. As an attorney, you're going to understand they're going to need to prove that was picked up because they were living in your building. If they pull back the shower wall, let's say, and there's black mold in there, well, that is pretty solid proof. So yes, this policy would respond. That would be the bodily injury portion of the claim. So yes, that would be a covered peril within that pollution coverage.
Wow. Well, so you know, how many years have you been doing this now?
I have been doing this. Well, that's kind of a loaded question. So I've been in the insurance industry. I was an underwriter in 2007. I started underwriting. So my goal when I got into the insurance industry was to learn the products that I was selling from the inside out. So I went to where the people who are building these policies, they're called insurance underwriters. So I became an underwriter first, learned the bones of the product with the ultimate goal always of going out and helping customers. So being on the sales side of that, but I also wanted to have that technical knowledge. So that started in 2007. I did that for 3 years and then jumped into my passion, which is customer interaction and selling and education. So yeah, so since 2010, I've been in the on this side of the business.
On that, okay. So I'm just curious, what is the worst case you've ever seen?
Wow, that's a great question.
Sales. I mean, that's why we get it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I had a customer who wasn't my customer at the time, but they had a policy that excluded ordinance and law coverage. So let me explain what that is. If you let's say you own a 30 unit building, like I said earlier, right? And 10 of the units go down. You're going to have to, and this building is 75 years old. So you're going to come in, fix the building. You would think it's as simple as fixing the building and opening the doors back up and you're good to go. Well, before they open the doors back up, city or township inspector is going to come in and say, oh, wait a second, you have all of these ADA compliance issues or compliance, zoning, any sort of law or ordinance that you were grandfathered into because there hadn't been an issue. Now there's been an issue, so you have to update your whole building. California is a very tough state on that. New York is a very tough state on that, where you now you've got to bring the whole building up to code. This issue happened to happen in Cleveland, and it was like 175 unit building, and he had one of these cheap policies that had a $25,000 ordinance and law sublimit. Well, it ended up being a $350,000 law and ordinance issue. So what he ended up actually having to do was he essentially took a check from the insurance company that almost covered the mortgage and essentially just sold the building as an unfinished building because he didn't have the funds on hand. He didn't have the $350,000 built up yet to fix the buildings up to code to allow him to open the doors back up to his tenants. So it was a $350,000 uncovered loss that in every single policy that I've ever sold would be covered. But and I had talked to him, actually I had quoted his business and I was like 10 or 12% high. And I pointed out here are all the issues, but he said, you know, I'm new. I'm just trying to get off the ground. I can't afford that. I don't want to pay the extra $800 or $1,000. And that $1,000 would have returned $350,000. So what is that? A 3,500% return on investment. So that is what I would call a very easy fix that just was either overlooked by the prior agent or they just didn't have the expertise in the space. So I really want to pound home that you got to pepper your agent with questions, your agent or insurance broker, if they want to call themselves that. We all call ourselves, I can call myself an insurance consultant. We all like to use our different names, but pepper your agent with questions. Go through and ask them if there's ordinance and law coverage. Do you cover loss of rents? Do you have water backup coverage on the liability side? Is there assault and battery coverage included or abuse and molestation coverage? How about animals? If I'm a tenant and I have an animal with a dog bite and my dog bites another tenant, is there coverage for that? These are questions that any agent who's worth their weight should immediately know and immediately be able to talk to you about. So if you're not finding somebody, keep trying, because there are people who know what they're talking about. And I'm more than happy to help any of your listeners if they would like to contact me directly. More than happy to help educate them and properly transfer risk away from themselves onto an insurance company.
No, absolutely. And that's why, you know, for all of you listeners out there, he has provided us with two white papers that are going to be in the show notes. And Drew, I read through those and it's the amount of information that I pulled out of there, stuff that I didn't even realize. You know, I've been investing myself for 19 years. And so I would encourage everyone listening to download those, go read those, and then compare them to your policy or talk to your agents about it. What just amazes me is that a lender would actually loan someone money without having the protections that you just talked about, because that could jeopardize their loan if something traumatic were to occur.
Yeah, it is crazy that, you know, the amount of deals that I see come across my desk, and there's always, you know, the lender requirements page, I always get that. And it couldn't be any less uniform from lender to lender. You know, if you're with a small credit union, they may ask for three things. Where if you're doing a Fannie or Freddie loan, the pages, that one page is 12 pages long, and it is, you know, it borders on the side of over insurance. But to the lender's point, they're trying to protect themselves. So I certainly understand that. But I also tell some of my customers, you should push back on some of these points, because it really doesn't impact you. A great example of that's terrorism coverage. It is a 3-5% surcharge, but if you are in a town that has 5,000 people in it in the middle of Texas, I'm not tremendously concerned with terrorism coverage. So there are areas that your agent should be able to identify and try and push back against the lender. Are you going to be successful 100% of the time fighting a lender's requirements? Absolutely not. I'm certainly not. But there are areas where you kind of need to say, come on, this isn't realistic. If I'm in New York City, of course I need this coverage, but I'm in, you know, Pleasantville, Texas. This may not this may not pertain to my building.
Yeah, I had a condo in Hawaii, and it was way up, I think, on the 8th floor. And they said I had to buy flood insurance for it. I mean, from external. That's tsunami, and the whole island's going to have to go underwater before it's ever going to get to my level. But
that's exactly right. Yeah, there are bigger fish to fry at that point, right?
Mm-hmm. Craziness. All right. Well, you know what? This has been fascinating. This is the first one I've done without taking a break because you gave so much information and I forgot about taking a break because I wanted to get all this in. So if they want to contact you, I know we have it in the show notes, but how should they go about contacting you? What is the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah. So I'm a phone guy. So the best way to get a hold of me would be calling into my office and just asking for Drew McConaughey. I'm one of the principals of the agency. And if you just call, our number is 330-966-5170. And if you just reference this podcast, I'll certainly know who you are and I will take your call or at least return your call within 24 hours and do my best. I'm more than happy to just have a call and help you review your policies. If you have specific coverage questions, more than happy to do that. Or if you want to send me a copy of your policy and say, pick this thing apart and tell me what's wrong and fix it, I'm more than happy to do that as well. So anything I can do to help, that's what I'm here to do.
Great. Guys, listen, go to the experts, all right? When you're putting together your insurance policy, go to someone who understands what it is you're doing because you're going to be covered in that way. Don't risk it. You've got too much invested in it to let one small thing take you out of the game. So with that, Drew, thank you for coming on today. I know you got other stuff to do today, so I don't want to hold you up any longer. We'll be talking soon.
Clint, thanks so much for the time.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Show notes for links to everything mentioned in this episode can be found on our website at andersonadvisors.com/podcast. Be sure you subscribe to our podcast, and if you are already a subscriber, please provide us a review of what you thought of this episode.